This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment, one of Asia's largest humanitarian agencies is calling on Christians to pray for the suffering Burmese people. That story right after this short message.
Our nation needs highly skilled teachers, now more than ever. So at Liberty University, we're making world-class teacher training as accessible and affordable as possible. Become a licensed teacher in one of the nation's only 100% online Bachelor of Education programs for as low as $182 per credit hour. Our transfer-friendly program covers the cost of your learning materials and prepares you to thrive, both inside the classroom and out. To learn more, text TEACHER to 49595. That's TEACHER to 49595.
As the military takeover of Myanmar is still in effect, the people are suffering and protesting the occupation. According to CNN, in the last week, more than 114 people, including children, have been killed as protests continue across the country against the military takeover. The death toll is now above 400 since the coup d'etat started on February 1st. World leaders have condemned the coup and the military's extreme and violent actions against the Burmese people. They have detained leaders and protesters, as well as members of parliament, government officials, and even doctors. K.P. Yohannan, the founder of Gospel for Asia, is calling for Christians around the world to pray for the South Asian nation in peril. He is urging people to pray for the release of the leaders and the protesters that have been detained by the military. He said that, as with any crisis, it is the innocent that suffer the most. At Gospel for Asia World, we are asking people everywhere to join us in praying for peace, justice, and God's protection over the people of Myanmar during the current turmoil. Nowhere in Myanmar is safe now. Every single night is spent with fear, and dawn seems so hard to reach. The people are restless, and they are exhausted physically and mentally. Many businesses have been burned down. Myanmar's people need our prayers and support more now than ever. Take time to pray for the Burmese people today. I'm John Matarazzo. Join me on my Along the Way podcast. You'll hear interviews with people who are actively walking with Christ so that we can learn from each other's journeys along their way. You can find my Along the Way podcast right here on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News podcast, One Story, Well Told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John. God bless you.